Is this the equivalent to, in the fintech world, of what Plaid is to banks?
You got
Zeus
it.
Is
sure.
to
yeah. name. Stripe, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to go, or Twilio, you don't want to go and build 600 connections to 600 hospitals and then do all the normalizations. Just one guy go do that miserable work and then serve up 15 different APIs for manifesting it in whatever software you're building.
What is the future of health? Join Dr. Gautam Gulati and myself, Dr. Jordan Schlain, along with other occasional guest hosts as we embark on a conversational journey with prominent speakers, experts, and innovators from the stages of the annual health conference. The goal is to explore the ideas that put humanity at the front and center of our evolving healthcare system. After all, health is about people, isn't it? Hi, I'm Dr. Jordan Schlain. On today's episode, we bring you my good friend and provocateur, Jonathan Bush, where we discuss the future of integrated data platforms for digital health solutions. Wow, that's a mouthful. For most of you, Jonathan Bush needs no introduction. Jonathan is currently the founder and CEO of Zeus Health, a company focused on creating the healthcare industry's first shared development platform backed by a shared data record and thereby empowering digital-first healthcare builders. Previous to Zeus, Mr. Bush was the co-founder and former CEO of Athena Health. So with that, let's begin the very fun conversation with Jonathan. Jonathan, thanks for being here.
Jordan, Gautam, thank you guys for having me here. I'm flattered and honored. And for the both of you listening out there, thank you guys.
Yeah, all four of them. So listen, you have a long and illustrious career. We met back in the days when you were jamming and building Athena, which is a cloud-based EHR, which at the time was a novelty.
Right.
And you built...
here's to the
cloud,
crazy ones.
Cloud,
here's
what
to,
was, yeah, here's cloud, to the... What was cloud back then?
Yeah.
We only became cloud-based because of that Microsoft ad where the lady says, come on, kids, let's go to the cloud. And she jumps into the TV. And then everyone knew the term cloud because we kept trying to explain, like, no, it's internet native. No, you don't use the internet to look at it. It's on the, it lives anyway, then this ad. And everyone's like, oh, it's cloud based?
Yeah.
You're already cloud based?
It takes a good ad agency to translate a complex concept.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who was the guy, Philip McLaughlin or whatever, who no one ever brushed their teeth after World War II? And then he figured out, and it's like, and no one made money on them brushing their teeth or not. So it was like, there was no reason. And then he's like, well, what if we sold tasty foam that we put on the brushes?
Mm.
And the ads were all like, it foams when you put it on and it's minty fresh. And so brushing your teeth became about toothpaste, which you could sell more and more and more and more of, and not about brushing your teeth with a toothbrush, which is the whole point.
Yeah. So in healthcare, you don't want to sell more and more and more of healthcare. I mean, some people do. But I think that when I think about longevity and...
Well,
and
I think you do. You just got to find something that does no harm and that you can advertise the shit out of.
Well, right. But right? Ultimately, people want to live their lives in the healthiest way possible and interface with the healthcare system as little as possible.
Yep.
So when people talk about longevity in terms of...
Dude, you're 100 years old. Stop. No. You want to interact with the health system as much as possible. Just not with big, fat, bloated hospital systems that rip you off.
Right, but then the healthcare system gets redefined as
correct
as things
Noom
like
Noom is in the healthcare system. That's interact
right.
with it every day.
That's
you take
right.
the word
eating.
System.
By the way, if
yes.
you want to interact
Borg.
With your own health,
no Borg,
fresh
health.
Air,
regardless
right.
of
everything
upsetting.
Else in the world. We do this edge compute thing where we find a way to give it out cheaper, faster, better, and it gets cheaper, faster, better, cheaper, faster, better, cheap until it's like free, and all we have to do is give up our privacy to Google, you know, and it's there for us. All the time, right? Healthcare has resisted that because of the claims-based architecture. But this little movement here, this little HLTH thing, represents just ripe, sort of fecund with opportunity to push out and get this always-on, ever-cheaper edge to healthcare. And that will make us use less
yes.
unnecessary, ridiculous, take your pants off, use a clipboard, sit on wax paper, just so you can talk to Jordan Schlain for 5 minutes or someone inferior to Jordan Schlain for 5 minutes.
Yeah, or something like that. So you're doing Zeus. You did Athena. Is Bacchus next? I mean, where do we go from here?
that's the name of an event, isn't it? Yeah, no, AthenaWhosYourDaddy.com was already taken. So we went with Zeus on the theory that it would be similar and easier to remember. No, yeah, Zeus, you know, the goal at Athena, you know, and one of the many excellent reasons for firing me from Athena was to try to morph as the great and tall tower builder himself, Mark Benioff, did with Salesforce, you know, build out, open up that code base so that 1,000 people who you don't know their job to do can build out jobs to do on your core, right? We were trying to do that by opening up AthenaNet, and we were spending a lot of money on it. It was going slow. And anyway, the cultural resistance to things that don't generate more claims, you know, the cultural resistance to making engineers really successful and make fortunes by not working for Athena. There was just, and then the, just the work of trying to take 40 million lines of Perl code that we started writing back in 1999 and refactor it into microservices that other people could use was just, you know, it was too much and it went away. So Zeus is like, well, what if we started with only being a platform for other people to use as our goal, not a sideshow, but the whole purpose.
So not to sort of oversimplify it, is this the equivalent to, in the fintech world of what Plaid is to banks?
You got
Zeus
it.
Is
sure.
to
yeah. name. Stripe, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to go, or Twilio, you don't want to go and build 600 connections to 600 hospitals and then do all the normalizations. Just one guy go do that miserable work and then serve up 15 different APIs for manifesting it in whatever software you're building, right?
So, and so you're going to do the miserable.
Imagine registration, right? Every one of these companies has gone out there and said, okay, first name, last name, and many thumbs are like one by
They're
one
getting calluses,
going through the, you know, thing. What if there was just an unbelievable, and by the way, they've got $10 million in their A round, you know, $20 million if they make it to their B. Doing automated patient registration on an app will not get them their B round. But every single person here has to go build that, just that one thing, right? A login, an authorization, an OAuth of some kind. Like, everyone needs that. They're not going to make it to the next level if they build everything they need from scratch as if it was the first wheel on the first cart. And so now that there are enough people in this space, we think we can take a Stripe approach to registration and say, here's 15 ways of doing registration just immaculately, gorgeously. Take a picture of your driver's license. Take a picture of your global entry card, take a picture of your face, and then put in your Apple ID. Like, you can imagine 1,000 ways of doing registration with no stupid clicky, thummy, typey things that no startup could afford to do all of. But if they're all there in a library and the engineer can just grab one or two or four or try them, like Toast or these other things, they're going to do it and it's going to be better for them and they're going to spend their engineering time on things that are unique to their value prop.
Why hasn't, I mean, it just sounds so
obvious.
Well,
you need many people to need these same dumb objects who can code. There have been no people in care delivery who can code ever until now. Like, when I started More Disruption Please at Athena, we did like our market research, whatever, some kid did, and total venture capital into digital related companies, HIT, digital health companies, in that year, I don't know, it was 12, 13, or 14 or something, $895 million. This year, January through June, $22 billion.
Right. So that tidal wave's coming.
And all these companies are companies that have a CTO, that have engineers, that have designers, that work in the company. They're not. There's not a CIO who's in charge of managing vendors like the hospitals and the payers, right? These guys actually write their own code, right? So that's the audience that you need to have. Right. In the commerce space, they're way ahead of us. They were ready for a Stripe, right? Because, or Plaid, because they've got a million little fintech apps already being built. So it's like common tools there. There's enough companies doing things that common tools can still have many customers, right?
But there will be companies that evolve and develop outside because the platform existed from, you know, versus like all the companies that need the
it'll
platform.
Spawn some more,
it
right?
will spawn a bunch of new companies,
we hope,
right?
We hope. But in the meantime, like, there's a lot of little companies out here that are going to be dead soon. If
right.
They don't,
we were just talking about that.
We talked about, you know, the big wave of money and talent up onto the beach. But the thing about waves on beaches.
Yes.
Is
tell us, John.
They go back out.
Yes. They always do, actually.
Remember the e-health revolution in about 2000? Like, you know.
Yeah. No.
No e-health. Athena made it. A couple others, you know, stayed on the beach, kind of clinging, flopping there. Please don't take me back to the ocean. But, and this will happen, of course, to this wonderful manic group. But the more infrastructure we give them, the more staying power, the more of them will do better and the better they will do. And of course, maybe also then the metadata that comes out of this, all kinds of new concepts that weren't plausible pre the, you know, common data model, common data store, get born. I hope, Gotham. I mean, that's my dream.
And it's the unnecessary evil that's required of all these companies. No one wants to do that stuff.
Totally. It's the shit work. That was Athena. Like, how do you get doctors on the internet? Find the shit work they hate and suck at. I'm like, I'll do this for you. Just use this.
And so what are the constraints? What are the constraints you're bumping into? Like, as you build this thing up?
Yeah. Execution constraints. We have a very high bar for the kind of people that can build microservices that are going to be used not for a specific solution, but by millions of other engineers that they'll never meet. That's got to be excellent software. So we've got to get great engineers, great designers, great product managers. We've got a lot to build to get to, you know.
And so how long will it take you to build what you think you need to build to get to?
It never ends, yeah.
No, of course it never ends. But will it be a year from now at the next HLTH conference where you'll be on stage talking about like the 55 companies that are plugged into your...
Theoretically, we product-centric, agile, cool kids never talk about deadlines because it's like natural, organic. Anyway, but I'm not that.
Not anymore.
We'll have our sandbox open for building what we call PRM, patient relationship management, shit that you should have.
By the way, I made up that term like 10 years ago. Keep going.
Okay, so it's yours.
Yeah. I trademarked it.
All right. Well, it writes to the Zods. Did you make up a Zods?
No.
The Zeus Operational Data Store? Okay, that's mine.
I thought you said iZods. I have a couple of those shirts.
Yes, I know. You're precious inside, but you try to be rough on the outside.
All right, enough alligators.
So we're back. The PRM is what you probably invented many years ago. It's like, register yourself, pick
it's
a care,
the journey.
Match,
it's the buzzword is the journey.
Get a care plan, do tasks, probably. Is that what the journey is? Yeah.
Everyone's talking at the conference about the care journey.
So that's it. It's your Julie, the cruise director. Today, you will weigh yourself, walk 300 steps, you know, and kiss a puppy, whatever's necessary for your anxiety. That core set goes into the sandbox for people to play with and pretend to build, like practice build stuff, November 2nd. And it will be in production January 1. The only thing it won't be is
His team is probably listening right now having a hard time.
We're all agreed to meet these deadlines. What will upset my team is that I believe also during 2022, we will have enough new stories for people to use Zeus tools to build a complete rudimentary EHR, either with partnerships or with shit that we build.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah.
New HR is coming.
So basically,
new HR.
This is like the patient story year, and then next year is going to be more of the patient story year, but a new team on the provider story year.
So you know, it's funny. I'm just reflecting back. Somehow something popped in my head from 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
Really?
The EHR
stands for... You're doing that psilocybin research?
That's coming too. But EHR stands for whatever it stands for, but it ends with the word record.
Yeah.
And record is it tells you
Correct.
What happened in the past. It doesn't
Correct.
Tell you anything about the present
Correct.
Really or the future. So
yes.
I think maybe we need to like get
Good.
Away from
new
this.
Terminology?
New terminology.
Let's go now.
Yeah. Electronic medical engine.
Good.
It's better, right?
Good.
It's the dynamic medical journey record. No, the dynamic medical journey engine.
I'm going to give you three things to name.
Okay.
And then America will start doing that, naming it. When we said EHR, what we meant, or EMR, was actually really insufficient slices of three things. It was a set of workflows, like click on this and this pops up, right? Workflows. And it was mostly around pretending that you did these things to a patient so you could generate a claim, right? Then there was compute, actual computational stuff. You did these things, so therefore it's this code. Right?
Right.
So you get to
more
build
billing,
this code,
more billing, more billing.
Probably billing. Then you have storage, record storage. And it's the tiny subset that you can know about this patient from the 2 minutes you spent with them in the exam room trying to justify this code. That's the record. Now, let's start again, but now we'll do all the stories you would ever want to write.
Yep.
To do all the care you would ever want to do across every aspect of a patient's life. That's the first layer.
Perfect.
Second layer is all the compute you would want to do to drive someone's health. The third layer is the actual total truth about a record, a personal data store for every American that has everything, not the stuff that you put in there, but everything that everybody put in there.
Right.
Those are the three things. What do we call them?
Yeah, well, that's a great exercise that I think requires a little bit of wine, actually.
Okay. Well, you usually...
I'm usually packing. I don't have any today, but I'm not with me now.
Massively
but,
disappointed. It's already noon, dude.
But what's interesting about that is I like to think
For
about
him it's new.
Well, so clouds move, right? Databases generally don't.
Right.
And
so
clouds are dynamic. And so
when people say, data lake. I got a data lake. Excuse me, forget the data lake. Like, we need the operational data store to be shared. The Zods. The Zods is it's not the HIE.
What's the Zods again?
The Zeus Operational Data Store. It is the actual serving up reading writing machine that is capturing the work of the moment.
And then,
so if you send a text to your care team, you know, I got a rash, it's still there, I'm getting nervous, right? That needs to land somewhere. Obviously, it doesn't land in your analytics data lake, right? It lands in the operational data store. That is the thing that needs to be shared. We actually all need to be, we don't each have separate freaking song collections anymore.
And then it gets parsed out as right. needed.
There's one guy, and there could be others, probably two guys, if you include Pandora, that just basically went and got every single freaking song in the world. And they laid it down and they said, okay, everybody gets a lens based on how much you pay, based on your preferences, based on your history, your lens will aperture will change and you will see the list of all the songs in the world as you need to see them, right? Same thing must be true of medical records. There's one actual truth of the operational
I want to add another layer.
And everybody gets a lens and that lens shows, reveals for them the truth, the real time actual truth, not what happened last month, that they're allowed and authorized and appropriate to see. That's what we're going towards.
Right. So I think you're embedding this into what you just said, but it's, you know, I used to, when I went on the circuit, like you and I did, you had database. And so I think a database is a waitabase, meaning information lives there and it's waiting for you to look at it, like you just said.
Right.
So how do you give data wings or how do you encode data with the ability to have agency to actually not wait for you to look at it, but for it to come find you?
You're right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, brother.
You feel me?
Yes.
You feel me? Preach.
Do I have a witness?
Preach.
So in the future, right, which everyone out here is just...
Oh, yeah, they're throwing that around. Like, by the way, I come from the future.
Yeah.
I've been here before. It's
if everybody's writing to the same record, like with modern technology, you don't have to worry about it. Like the second something happens that's relevant to you, you see it that moment. It's real to you. The reality is, like with Skype in the early days, nobody else has Skype. What the fuck are you going to do with it? So Skype had to kind of log the wires out and connect into the POTS, you know, to the landlines and the cell phones so that you could actually call someone with your Skype account, right? Zeus has got to do the same pile of shit work. We've got to actually go out and join Commonwealth and Care Equality and use the Cures Act and build, you know, ETL or have partners like this fucking great company, Innovacer, do all the mapping that somebody's got to do to get sort of old med bloat up over the wall, clean, and into the zods.
Got it.
And that's just ugly, painful. Thank God money is free currently.
Yeah, it's free.
I want to thank Joe Biden and Jerome Powell for all their work.
So have you raised money or have you gotten all non-dilutive capital?
Money raised me. Literally, Julie, you stood
money
over my bed in May.
Did you hear that, ladies and
like,
gentlemen?
Get
he's
up
sitting on a he's out. Not sitting on a chair right now. He's sitting on stacks of
sitting
hundreds.
On Julie U 20s. Thank you, Julie. Andreessen Horowitz. Love you guys. Maverick also. And F Prime.
Capital shout outs.
And Chris Cressy Ventures and Charlie Martin.
Yeah,
and
Charlie Martin from
the
Vanguard?
Weinstein Brothers and the people. No, wait, sorry, wrong speech. It's a great group.
You better nix that one.
I was doing a fair amount of, be honest, a fair amount of feeling sorry for myself, which I thought I was doing a great job at, but those around me were beginning to tire of. And so the idea of maybe doing something productive related to the future rather than unproductive related to the past.
See? Go to the future. You can't change the past, but you can.
It's true.
You can invent the future.
You can do all kinds of things while thinking about the past that are useless. But anyway, we had a great, you know, financing that really preceded the first PowerPoint slide, and that made me feel guilty. Which, you know, as a WASP, just very important. Everything gets back to guilt.
Guilt and revenge.
Guilt or revenge. Yeah, I'm more of a guilt guy because I'm not tall enough. You know, but I felt guilty, and I got to do this, and you know, people are counting on me, and. Which, you know, made me feel normal and
great. How big's the team?
We're just about 40 now. Very small group. We've got 100 open positions, which is the only reason I'm talking to you two mugs is so that one of the two people listening is actually a brilliant product manager who will leave wherever they are and go to Zeus.health right now and click any freaking button because all of them just only lead to recruiting.
By the way, that is the number one challenge we've heard here in the last 100%. Couple of days is everyone can't find 100%. People and everyone's resigning and everyone wants to get paid more.
Right.
And by the way, just as a brief
and everybody's decided
no one,
anyway,
and no one wants to work.
I want to make $1 million a year, but I also really want to only bake in a farmhouse in Maine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Your farmhouse in Maine. But by the way,
I did the same thing.
By the way, brief historical sideshow here. Brief historical sideshow. The Black Plague from back in the
1918
day.
1918 or the earlier?
No, no,
that's Spanish flu.
No. Yeah, thank you.
That was when there was a feudal system in place, and there was peasants and lords and serfs and all these things. And when the pandemic back then hit, so many people died that the aristocrats and landowners, they didn't have enough people to work, and there became a labor shortage. And what happened was, is those were the first unions that ever formed, was because of a pandemic. And it actually created the modern industrial labor force that we have today.
Yeah.
And then it came out of a pandemic and due to a labor shortage. So I do think we're on the cusp of something super interesting. There's going to be a new, a different way to rethink about work and employees and employers and all these type of things. And so I think you have a chance to not only reimagine a better way for healthcare to like, information to be at the right place at the right time for the right person for the right reason.
And it would have never been possible without the plague. I mean,
that's right. But know, also, you're going to find
so much better than our past innovation breakthroughs, which came from wars killing a million people. So we got that going for us.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm rooting for you. We have a couple questions for you.
Let's go.
Some bonus questions.
Yeah. Lightning round.
First
word that comes to your head, no matter what, go.
Tell me, John Bush.
Yeah.
In five words or less,
okay,
your definition of health. Spelled H-E-L-T-H.
Full exposure to personal joy.
Okay.
If you're not all dragged off in other ways and you're actually fully... And joy for me is not happiness. I'm so sick of everybody's like, well, of course, we all agree we want to be happy and safe. Absolutely not. I don't want to be safe and I don't want to be happy. I want to be engaged and joyful.
Okay. So does joy mean flourishing?
Yeah. Full engagement. Every sense, every imagination, everything living. It includes agony, of course. Like, you can't be joyful if you haven't...
By the way, suffering is part of life.
And part of joy.
We live in, it's the Sisyphean existence we live in.
Of course.
Now.
Well, I mean, the only way you can experience a feeling is if there's an anti-feeling to it.
Correct.
Well, now you're talking about Celsius here. Like, you know, I like Celsius.
Yeah.
So, okay, part two, define healthcare.
Outside assistance in removing the obstacles to joy.
You know, if nothing else, you're good.
Well,
and
that's
fast.
All I really want.
you hopefully will bring joy to many people.
I wouldn't mind Faye Rotenberg putting her arms around me, but other than that, I'd
well,
really
maybe
just
we could arrange
go.
That.
Well, this
maybe.
Was a joyful 30 minutes.
Well, I'm hoping she laughs when it listens, because when she laughs, and she's dead, I got her.
Yeah. It's true. You are.
Well,
like
I can't show her my body, so I got to do something.
You are your own infectious agent.
Yeah, God bless you.
Well, listen, John Bush, thank you so much for joining us at the Health Matters podcast. It's
I'm
been a pleasure.
Thrilled that you guys are here and you guys listening. Thank you very much. Get off your couch and go build something.
That's right.
At Zeus.
All right.
.health. Press any button.
Any button.
Any. Thanks.
Hi again. It's me, Jordan Schlain. If you're still listening, I'm hoping it's because you enjoyed this conversation. I certainly did. It's super easy to get notified of future episodes. Simply subscribe to Health Matters. That's HLTH Matters on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to leave us a review. See you next time.